mitzvah chof in mitzvah saseh. And the most interesting thing is the end of that. The mitzvah sechov is the mitzvah of Beis HaMikdash, okay? The mitzvah of making a Beis HaMikdash. Now, at the end is a very interesting discussion. I just want to go through the beginning of it just to get you where we are. Okay, we talk with close. Avul Omru, okay, the menorah and the mizbeach apnimi and the shulchan are part of the mitzvah mikdash according to Rambam's little portion, because the Torah after the asli mikdash is mevaya eches hamais, as he says in the Sherish Yibes, and the Torah says you should make a menorah, you should make a shulchan. Okay, the Ramban, I pointed out, disagrees with this whole thing. Not over here in Sherish Yibes, but Mitzvah Seh Lamed Gimel, and says that Shulchan is part of the Mitzvah Lechem Aponim, the Asiyas HaShulchan, and the Menorah is part of the Mitzvah of Alokas HaNer, from Menorah, and that's the same way Big De Kuhuna is part of Avodah. Okay, Peseda. And not a separate Peseda. Now here, he's tackling a very interesting issue, which I want to talk about at the end of his discussion and see what they do. We did the beginning. He's attacking Mizbeach, okay? Now, Mizbeach and the Chosh is that it's B'yoichas HaMaisa and it's part of Mishkan. That B'chor is a little posh, because the Torah says, you should also leave Mizbeach. The problem is that the Mizbeach L'deiris looks very different than the Mizbeach and the Chosh is, and how does it all factor in? Is making a Mizbeach a separate mitzvah? In fact, the Ravid in the Minyan HaKotzer, in Mitzvah Chof, actually says, you'll see in the bottom of your, in the Franklin's name, Mitzvah Chof, is the Ravid Zom Avrom, is Mizvah Avonim Tassel, it should be a separate mitzvah. Maybe it's over here. Yeah. Okay? So that's all very nice. Okay? The Rambam is really answering, trying to answer the Ravid's questions over here. And he says, "Avu Omu al Mizbech, Mizbech Adom Tasseli Sheef Shel Achshev, VePosik Zeh Shu Mitzvah Vefnei Atzmo Chutz Mitzvah Mikdash." It's a separate mitzvah, because that posik's in Yisro, and it's even before the discussion of Mishkan B'chal. So Meicha Teisa should be anything to do with Mishkan. And then he says, "This Pshuto Shel Mikro Pash Dekor is referring to Bomos." The het the bombers, and we said that it's referring to bombers yochid because the het even chutz loritz. There's no bombers sibul chutz loritz, and not even eva yalding. Show you mutalonu oz lasis mizbach adomo b'chol mokum lahakiv. Whether mizbach bombers is really a mitzvah, okay, to make it, but it's not minyan mitzvah because yeshur shlishi, because we don't count a mitzvah shah, or b'chlal, only it's a heter. We have to know, but it's like shchita, we have to know. But whatever it is, not minyan mitzvahs, the pashe, the kor. V'kfar omu alayah mashalom, sh'inyin adibo, sh'utzivu livnois, mizbeach, mechubo, ba'oretz. So here he does something amazing, that even the pashe, the kor, is referring to a mitzvah from Haroah Shah, but the pirush ha-mechubo, that's what he said, this is very careful. V'kfar omu aleih mashalim, it's a pirush mekubal. Me'moish Rabbeinu, kilo is a mesir about this. She'inyan adibo shutzivo livnois mizbach mekubal ba'oretz. Okay, so here you can do something that the pshutish of claw should not be in minyan mitzvahs, but the pirush mekubal is. And I mentioned last time we find a similar thing in the mitzvah tefillah. Not the way the Ram does it in Mishneh Torah, not the way he does it in Minyan HaKotzer, but the way he does it in Mitzvah Sehei, because he's very apologetic. And he says the mitzvah is basically Avodah. In Mishneh Torah, he says the mitzvah is Tefillah. And in Minyan HaKotzer, the mitzvah is Tefillah. But in Mitzvah Hei, he says the mitzvah is Avodah. And then he has an apology. If the mitzvah is Avodah, it should not be in Minyan HaMitzvah because of Sheyush Dalid. It's a mitzvah which is clearly called Torah Kula. That's what Avodah is, that's what Torah is about. So he says, since it's a pirush mekubal, when Ian a meyuchad for tefillah, therefore it's a minyan mitzvah. Similarly over here, this would happen over here also.
It could happen, doesn't it?
It could happen, it could happen, it could happen, but it doesn't. And we'll see why it doesn't. That's what he's trying to do. So it seems very clear over here that the Pirush HaMekubal is changing. Ikilu, it says that the mitzvah of Mizbach, the Bio Eichas HaMaisa, that has to do with Mizbeach, that's talking about V'osoli Mikdosh, that's all the Shah. But the day race is Mizbach Adom and Mizbach Avonim Tasseli. And he does something amazing, which is against the Pashuk Moed Zvachim. And it could be because the Mechilta goes like that, and the Ram always goes somehow and say, if I'm mitzvah, the Mechilta kills the Pirush HaMekubal against the Gemara. The question is, when was Mizbeach and the Choshes Nifsal? And Pashuk Moed Zvachim, it was there until Beis Halomim. But here the Ram clearly says that from the moment that they entered Eretz Yisrael, you need a Mizbeach HaMekubal Karka. And the world changes. If you medayik very well, Ram. I don't know if they're medayik that there, but the see, look over, that's what Ram says.
What did we just say about Mechil? What was that one line? The Rambam always goes like the Mechilta against the
Mechilta. Rambam does, it's a general thing, if you notice, they're amazing. You see, even over here, look at Mitzvah Chof, okay? The Ram calls Sholosh Mitzvah Shnitzdav Yisrael, the Knis and Lawrence, okay? It's a Gemara Sanhedrin and Avcho, okay? And it's also Sifri, okay? So you were brought up, what would you call the Gemara Sanhedrin, the Sifri?
The Gemara.
Gemara. What is the Ram called? The Ram called the Sifri. And he does time and time again. It's a very interesting thing. I'm not getting involved. It's an observation, okay? You can conclude, maybe because the Ram held that the Sifri and the Sifra, in general, just the opposite of what Tesis learns, that the Sifra is basically a smacht, as he says many times, Tesis says. But the Ram learns the Pirush HaMekubal Moshe Rabbeinu. And in terms of Sefer HaMitzvahs, Pirush HaMekubal is very, very important, because that's what the whole Sheir Sheni is all about. Then Minyan HaMitzvahs, we don't count. You give me the Shatoh in the Dreshes Behem. But a Pirush HaMekubal Moshe Rabbeinu isn't Minyan HaMitzvahs, because Kilu is a Mesera. And that's what Rebbe said in a letter that he wrote to Father in Hilchus Mam and Igus HaGrid, that Ki'ilu Pirush HaMekubal is Cholok Betzim Yisei Dinoi. And you get the impression that Ram is also Cholok, but he explains what the Cholok Betzim Yisei Dinoi. The Pirush HaMekubal is Cholok Betzim Yisei Dinoi Halacha L'Mosh Misinai. Halacha L'Mosh Misinai is pure, unadulterated Teresh HaBal Peh. And a Pirush HaMekubal is pure, unadulterated Teresh HaBiksav. That the Ki'ilu is a Messiah for Moshe Rabbeinu, that this is Pshat and Posik. And if someone's going to come and tell me, it says in Teru Priyei Tzhoda, and you come and bring a beautiful fruit, that's the Kshuto Shal Mikra. That's the Rosh, that's Kfira. Because that's the period, the Pirush HaMekubal Moshe Rabbeinu, the Priyei Tzhoda is Esrit. There's a Pirush HaMekubal Moshe Rabbeinu, Ayin Tachas Ayin, is Tashlumen. And that's the Ram talks about. He talks about it in Mishneh Teru a little bit, he talks about it in Nagdol, the Pirush HaShnayis, but this is what he's doing with the Pirush HaMekubal. So since Pirush HaMekubal is so important and it's part of the essence of Sefer HaMitzvahs, maybe he's madder for that reason. I'm not getting involved in that. But it becomes a major problem, which is even more than anything, because the Ram says you can't disagree with a Pirush HaMekubal. And, you know, and if you're going to have a Gemara going against the Pirush HaMekubal, I know it becomes, but whatever it is, that's not our issue now. So, Kilu, what he says is a Pirush HaMekubal, which is against the Gemara Zvachim, that at the moment, B'Knisas L'Oretz, as the Mechilta the Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai, that B'Knisas L'Oretz, there was a din of Mizbach Adom Matasali, Hashim Mechubal Kaka. That means even in Gilgal, before Shiloh. Okay, say that. Then Yibachol Olahakli, or Kfar Omu, Aleim HaSholoim, She'inyin Adibo, Shehu Tzivo, Livno Yisab, Mizbach HaMumuchu Boret, Ushlo Yehei Metalte, Kamo Shoye Bamidbo, For Hu Omron B'Mechilta Drabi Yishmoel, which really is a Mechilta of Shumi Yechoy, Okay, let's not. Beferush. Beferush posik zeh. That's what he means. Beferush posik zeh. Otto, there's a pirush mekubal here. That's what he's getting. That's what we see. You have to see, unless you know what the ram, what's behind the ram, you can read the words. They don't mean anything because the posik shad nachaylat ha'tayz pirush mekunches. This is a pirush mekubal. But pirush posik zeh shetekinonis loritz with knis leretz yisrael ascending mizbech mechub v'adomo. The kibbutz shadov v'kach. Then he says, it's not a separate mitzvah, but it's reinterpreting that mizbech hanechishes is only the shor, as in bir eichas hamaisa. But lederes, it's mizbech adoma taseli. Varihu mechelke hamikdash. Okay. Now we'll see about this. Varihu mechelke hamikdash. We'll see exactly how far this goes. Because the Ram says that the Chalokim are Birei Chasamaisa. So they say, Michalke Amikdash, we don't know how far, we'll see how far it goes. But who Michalke Amikdash, okay? Kloima. And then he says something amazing. This is where I'm starting. This is where I got it for last week. Kloima, Sheyivne Mizbeach Min Ho'avon Dafka. So this, I just want to go, I'm going to show you that this is a major problem, okay? Why is the Mizbach Achitzoin? Why is it Avonim? Okay. Not because Mizbach requires Avonim, but because it's a chelek of Mikdash, and Mikdash requires Avonim. Kulema! Look what he says! You have to read this, otherwise what he's saying doesn't make it. You see, now, just every word. But you see, after I say it, it's there, okay? But before I said it, he didn't say anything. But look, because he's trying to prove his point. Kulema! Shivne Mizbach Min Avonim Dafka. Mizbach Min Avonim Dafka. And that's how we know that it's Chelek of Mikdash. Uve Mechilta Omu Beferish. Omu v'yisal v'mizbach avonim tasali. Omu Rabbi Yishmael oimer. Rabbi Yishmael oimer. Kol im v'im shevater rishus chutz mishloisha. Echo mehem v'mizbach avonim tasali. Omu v'im mizbach avonim chayvo. Ato oimer chayvo in al rishus. Tamal oimer avonim shleimo is tim. This mizbach Hashem lokech ogek this posling. It's mama shepella, okay? And it's a ray and it's a chayvo. Okay, and this is the raya. You see, what does he need this for? He knows already that mizbech avonim, mizbech adom is chayva. Okay, so what does he need this for? Because he says that since mikdash is avonim and the mizbech is avonim, so it means because the mizbech is a chelek of mikdash. And then he continues, and you see something very important over here. Kvar nisboya dinei mitzvah zu bekololuso kloima binyan hamikdash. V'tei aloi, v'chalukasoi, u'binyan ha'mizbech u'mishpotov, v'mesechta sh'nishaberes, nishabo l'kach, v'hi mesechas midos. V'chein, a separate sentence now, this is very important, two separate sentences. V'chein, nizbayel, ru, toyar ha'menoiro, v'ashulchon, u'mizbech hazor. Because before we told Mizbach Achitza, now we told Mizbach Azov. Umokoim hanochosom behechal bigmo menochos viyuma. So it's itchy, look carefully before he's talking about binyan amikdash v'toaroi. And included in that is Mizbeach. And then he says, b'chein nizbaru. But the Teya, and here he doesn't talk he just says Binyan HaMizbeach, okay? Because the Etzim is, Odoshtet in the Gemara and Zvochim, where we used to say this over, it's Gemara and Zvochim. When the Gemara is Mechalik, saying Chavov, maybe it's Chosayim, So I always want to daf off here and there. Well, the Gemara says, when it talks about the Kiddush, Mizbach HaPnimi V'Derech HaChitzoy, the Gemara says, Hay Ritzefor V'Hay Kli Shores. Or that the Mizbeach Mizbeach HaChitzoy is Ritzefor, is a Chelet from the Guf HaKalk, is a Chelet from Mikdash itself. The Kelim is Mokom HaNachosom. When you do the mitzvah of the mitzvah, you have to make menorah. But it's not a chilek of guf hamikdash. So that's what he's saying. This is guf hamikdash. And l'chayro to dictate the tzavonim is also raya, because mikdash the chavonim and the mizveich is avonim, and that's what he's trying to say. Oto to tzavonim, it's guf hamikdash. L'chayro, that's what he's trying to do. Okay, but this is amazing. Okay, good. Is that the pshat? Okay, good. Now once you have that, now I'll get started. Okay, good. That's what he says, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now. Kiyon Kano doesn't talk about. Yeah. It's interesting. But he talks about Kiyon Kano in Beis HaBechira, and especially according to the Gisa of the Ksav Yad, which my Rebbe, when he published his letter, when he wrote his letter, it was only Ksav Yad. But Frankel puts it in Kilu as the Girs in Rambam, and the Rambam base of Bechir, it says Shiva Kalim. And the Shiva Kalim include the, but it's interesting, there the Shiva Kalim include also Mizbeach. Okay. We say that. I'm not getting involved also in Mishkach. Hagigah that talks about the Mizbeach at the end, Kilu, that it's Mizbeach on the Choyche, talks about Kalim. I'm not getting involved in this. Okay, good. Now. Now we have this Michilta of Beferish, right? That Mizbech Avonim Tasali. Okay. And that's the Klima from this Pirish of Mekubo. From the Michilta, we learn Klima, Shiv the Mizbech Men Avonim Dafka. Because of Chelek of Mikdash. The emes is divrei harambam hem kulei pela. That the din binyan habayis me'avonim dafka doesn't exist. Okay? There's no such din. The din is the chatchila. You build the bayis from avonim. And if there are no avonim, you build them the mikdash from levenim. As they state in Rambam, Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Aleph, Halacha Ches, Ado state in Ram, Ukeshe boinim ha-heicho, Vo ha-zora boinim ba-avonim g'dayleis, Vim loy mozu avonim, boinim ba-levenim, Ado state, Vim fatsu v'chule v'chule, Vim oimer, ויהיה מקום וגרז וכו'. אוקיי, בי ברוסה. So the chayra comes out the raw shleim ha-melech is not stam oi raw, but it's a messer of Moshe Rabbeinu that the mitzvah binyan ha-beis ha-bechira is dafka avonim. Aber lach ha-tchira. And and this is a posik also, that's the same thing. It's a posik in Melochim and Divrei Yomim. The Melochim, Melochim Aleph Hey, Vayitzav Amelech Vayisu Avonim Gedolis, Avonim Yikolis, Liased Habayis Avne Gozes, Yivsul Bonei Shlomo, Bonei Chirom, Vagvolim, Vayachinu Vayitzim Vavonim, Livnois Habayis. And oh, that's Melochim Aleph. Hey. Cool. We say that is the guy. Okay, cool. We say that. But the Rambam says Lav Dafka Avonim, correct? But Mizbeach is Dafka Avonim. Okay? And that is in Rambam, Perek, and Beis HaBechir also, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Gimel. Hamizbech ein oisem oisei ele binyan avonim. Well, it's gozes on that. Ele binyan avonim. Vze shenema batero. Mizbech adoma taaseli shiyeh mochubo. No, I'm the power of the mizbech adoma. שלא יבנהו לא אגב בקיפים ולא אגב במחילס, וזה שלהם מזבח אבונים, מפי השמוע, עוד עוד ספיר שהמקובל, למדו שאין אלו שוס על החייבו. But it means that the Ram doesn't have two options in the Mizbeach, Hachitzon. The Ram has one option. And in Mikdash itself, he has two options. So L'chera, to say the Kloima, the Shibisha Mavonim, it's a Ra'ir, it's a Chenik of Mikdash, is Mamish Kulipela. I think it's a reasonable kasha. And just the opposite, hello, if you look in the Meseris from the Mipi HaShmua, okay, there are those that say the opposite, that we learn out that Din Mikdash should be from Avonim, from the Din Mizbeach from Avonim, not Ki'ilu, that the Din Avonim and Mizbeach is a reflection of the fact that it's Mikdash. So, but if you flip it, maybe it's not so bad, you can say because it's the same, maybe because it's the same thing. Fuck it.
Who says such a thing?
I'm going to say, one second. The Kesef Mishnah I'll read you Kesef Mishnah. Kishibonim Ahecho Vazo, Bemaloch and Kosu Vavonim Gedulis, Avonim Yikos, Yasir Abais, the Mechil Tapashis, Mizbeach Avonim, Vim, Mizbach Avonim, Rotza, Shalavonim, Oise, Rotza, Shalavainim, Oise, Viafinim Mine, Lebinyan Abais. Okay? But that's true. Okay? But that's Mamash Kulipella. Because the this that is called in the Mechilta, okay, that's only if the im is mishus not choivo, and if it's taka choivo, it's taka mizbach avonim dafka, not levenim. So he's flipping. He's caught in the other day of the mechilta and using it. You know, it was. You know, I don't know if you can do such a thing. I'm just, but it's kesef mishnah. So therefore, I'm telling you over the kesef mishnah. So the Ram is mamish kulipah. How could you prove from the avonim and say what he says? It does mamash kulipela. Okay. Now I want to ask another question. I want to just point out the timeline. Okay. Maybe I'm wrong. Okay. Now, if the pshat is, okay, that the mizbeach is avonim. Because there's one deal in Mikdash, okay? Look, that's what he's saying. Okay. Now let's just see. We have two psukim over here. And I'm going to ask you a few questions also, but that's not the just I have a question which I'm just confused about completely. It says the Torah says Mizbech Adomo, and the Torah says Mizbech Avonim, right? Okay. Now you would have wanted that Keilu, since both of them are Machayva, that the change should have been chronologically at the same time. That we're going from Mizbach HaNechoshech to a Mizbach which is Mechubal HaKalka and which is Avonim, okay? It's very clear that the Mizbach HaDomo, when does that change? Miknisas L'Oretz, okay? Correct? When did it have to be Mizbach HaVonim? The Beis HaMikdash, we know, okay?
Isn't there a day that Nov Givon, they had the Mishkan?
You talk about Ishilo, that it was a binyan and it was a
and Mizbeach, they filled it with Adama inside.
I understand the Gemara, it's all the Gemara. Yeah, I understand that. I just want to know.
That was Adama.
I just want to know, okay, what I really want to know is when did this start? The Moshe Quinter Ram over here, was there a din in Gilgal? Certainly was it didn't make a Mizbeach Mechubal HaKalka, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Was it didn't make a Mizbeach HaVonim? Okay. So, you know, you have no clue, okay? And you'd want to say, what?
Remember I put up
I understand that. The truth is, the Rambam is not Mesiachis to that at all. The Rambam learns the Pshuto Shel Mikra is referring to Abomo, And we asked, last time or the time before, there's a din abomah, they need dafka shel adoma. There's a pshuto shel mikra. With the gmon kufches, with tsur, agabi this and that. I asked all the questions, okay? Okay. Besena. Okay. I just want to know, you would have assumed what the Rambam is trying to do is chronologically, these two psukim should be at the same time. Okay? And if you learn the din of avonim is because of the mikdash, I don't know how you can do that. Okay? That's also a reasonable question. Okay? Now, let me ask you a few other questions here. Okay, we say that. But I'll tell you something, Lo. Maybe, you know, it's different than the general approach to things. My Kabbalah was that it's better to ask a good kasha and leave with a tzorachiyu than to say stupid things, okay? So I think the kashas are useful enough that I can leave them a tzorachiyu, okay? Now, next. Now, this, okay, this mechilta, okay, omu b'imizbach avonim choyvo, atoima choyvo eina l'lishus, tam loima avonim shleimus tibne ez mizbach Hashem elokecho. So the best you have, you know, it's very strange. In other words, he says, he's bringing a raya, that's again, it's a very strange thing. The kivet shadova kain, hari hut sivu inoig lederis, hari hu mechel ke amikdash kloi v'shivne mizbeach davka. Uva mechilta, so l'chir the mechilta is not a raya, that it's chir mechel ke, what's the mechilta raya about? Just a raya, it's a choyv and it's a avonim. But the whole shtickle tailor, he says that because it's avonim, it's chelka mix, it's his own shtickle tailor. Just, you know, just how does he do this? It's a little bit strange. Okay. Now, what's the raya? What's the raya that's choyv in Mechilta? Avonim shleimois. Okay. What was this pasuk said by? Avodim Shleim said in his Bech and Har Evo. Okay? It's nothing to do with Mikdash Bechlau. And with Hero Ashur. Or that's the Raya? That's the Pesach says. V'hoye b'obachem perik chov zayin. Pesach dal tuches. V'hoye b'obachem zayadim. Tekimu es avonim u'ele. Asher anuchi mitzav eschem. The avonim. Hayoyim ba'ayim v'sat moisa b'sid u'bonisa shom mizbeach l'Hashem elokecho mizbech avonim lo'yisorof alayim ba'alzel avonim shleim mizbeach mizbech Hashem elokecho v'aliso lo bo'ilois l'Hashem elokecho v'zavach t'shlomim v'chal t'shom v'samach l'vnei Hashem elokecho. And the posik in Yeshua in Perichas posik lamed lamed alf oz yivne Yeshua mizbeach l'Hashem elokei Yisrael ba'ayim kashetziva Moshe Ever Hashem, as Bnei Yisrael, kakosuv, b'sefer teras meshe, mizbach avonim shleimois, asher yilonim faleim ba'alzel, v'yalu lo v'ulois, l'Hashem v'yizbach u'shlam. L'choy, it's kakosuv b'teras meshe, although the posuk is referring to this. L'choy, that's what Yeshua says, he can't anything better than that. It's not a Pirush Rashi, that you can never have a Ramban, it's chilek on it. Okay. Now, So it's very difficult a priori, at least I'm not able to do that. What's the relationship between the Mizbech and Har-Evo and the Beis HaMikdash? And I would even go further. The Ram Mishneh Torah in Perek Aleph Beis Bechira, Halacha Yudalit, Hezvov, Kol Evet Shnifkamo, Geshidacha Bo Tzipurin Kesakin Shal Shchita, Harizu Psula, lekevish ulumizbeach shneema avodim shleimus tivnes mizbech Hashem. Okay, that's okay. So avodim shleimus is which pasuk? The pasuk in Har Evel, right? So the Rambam in Halacha Tezvov va'buine even pogum oyve base. So it's this hasay. So you know Bishlomo, if you say like the Ravid that being a mizbeach shel avonim is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmoi and v'chulei, I understand. But according to the Rambam, how can you find an isa hasay l'deiris from a tzivui from which Ralo Ashor, or that the pasuk also the tzivui, see he the tzivui Ralo Ashor also has two layers that it's. Then in Pshuto Shal Mikra, but it doesn't say it anyplace. In Pshuto Shal Mikra, it's Kilu Furi Tarevo, but Lamais in the Pirush Mekubel, it's Lederis, and that's the Pshat in the Mechilta. You know, it's wild. It's almost like, you know, the Arabian Nights, excuse me, you know. Okay, so, I don't know. To say that, okay? The Kasha! Okay. But I want to tell you something now. Whatever all this is, okay, I want to say something. I just want to pull this all together. Now, you see, the discussion about Olin, whether Olin is a separate mitzvah or not, okay? The Ramban has Olin as a separate mitzvah, many are mitzvahs, okay? The Rambam, In Beis Bechil, the Shiva Kelim doesn't mention Olin. And it's very clear Olin is not part of the mitzvah of Basis HaMikdash. So what is Olin? So my Rebbe has a shtickle about it, and he says that Olin is a separate din. And for the Luchais, Vogayin, according to Yishalmi, there was an Olin for Shiva Luchais. And he goes on and on, he talks about this. And it's the Amidos on Kochim is not a Kima Mikdosh, but it's a Din Lechetz of the Olin, and he goes on and on and talks about this. Okay, but say that, all very nice, okay? I only pointed out, in Shoshin Beis, I'm not 100% clear about it, because you would have assumed that if the Torah is talking about a mitzvah klolis and a Birei Chasamaisa, which is Mi'achakach, you would assume that the Birei Chasamaisa immediately is talking about what the mitzvah is. So the Torah should say the first thing in Birei Chasamaisa is Olin, which has nothing to do with Mikdash, becomes a little strange. So I'm not sure when he made this change, okay? But, you know, this is a problem, okay? But there's also another thing which I mentioned to you. If you remember, I mentioned to you that the Rambam in the Arabic, which I spoke to a few Arabic scholars, okay, the way he says and explains what the mitzvah from Beis HaMikdash is in Sheresh Yibbeis, and the way he says it in Mitzvah Chof and in Beis HaBechira are different, okay? So if you remember, in Sheresh Yibbeis, he said, says, "Kagoyin Omu v'yosli mikdash shizu mitzvah saseh achas mechal mitzvahs v'yishiyeh lonu." Okay. Now, I think the better translation is something like he calls it maksay in Arabic, and it really is like maksay is a matola and a melkas hamachshava. That this is the place with constantly, it almost sounds a boy, Elof Tidu, boy Sidur, Tidreish, it does, Kilu constantly involved with it, okay? Even though we don't find any relation, okay, so that's what he said. Then he says, the Elof Tiapnia, that's the way it is in the Arabic, Elof Tiapnia, which really is the Rambam's making a reference. So if I would tell you what it is in Arabic, you know, just you fall off your chair, so whatever, okay, good. It's something to do with the Hajj and the and whatever. What? Yeah. That's the word he uses something, but I'll tell you one second. Ubo tia hakrova. V'shom yasvu moadim. Okay. So hakrova is number. It's not a base avodah. It's a base ki'ilu to be constantly involved with the boy Nishalim. That's why I was wondering whether Owen is there. And the Ilav Tiapir, which you don't even know what that is. And then the third thing, which he mentions, is about Tiakrov. Okay? Now look how he does it, Mitzvah Chav over here. There's a whole about face. Mitzvah Chav, he says, Shinit Tavim Lassa is base avodah. The base of Mitzvah is base avodah. Botiakrovo, and then he adds Vavoris or Eish Tomid. Ve'elof Tia Pnir. Or Botia Achagiga. I don't know what that is. I don't know if it's not two things. Miskapsis, the whole we saw whatever. And Mishneh Torah, the Elof Tia Pnir is not there at all. In the beginning by space of Bechira. So I thought one of the things that might have been motivating the Rambam over here is the Rambam is working very hard. You see, to say the Rambam says that Beis HaBechira is Beis or Beis HaMikdash is Beis HaVoida in order to take care of Orin, okay? Which sounds like a nice shtickle tailor, okay? But if you're honest with yourself, it's off. Why? Because the Rambam does not deal at all in Mitzvah Chav with the discussion of whether Olin is in the Minyan and what to do with Olin. He doesn't talk about it. So to say he made the change and doesn't say anything about it, okay, you're happy, B'Seder. I would have said that the Rambam in Mitzvah Chav is working very hard that the Mizbach HaChitzrein should not be a separate Mitzvah Minyan HaMitzvahs. But Mizbach HaChitzrein should be part of the Mitzvah Beis HaMikdash. Okay. So if you're going to call the Beis HaBechir, the Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaVeda.
So it's not in the building?
What?
So it's a problem because it's not in the building?
No, because no. The building, the Rambam says, if you notice, the Rambam says, Shiyiyeh. The Rambam is not even in the building that there should be a base bias. The Rambam is very careful in Sherish Yudbeis to say that the mitzvah is not to make it, but there should be Shia bias. Okay? I'm not getting involved in that, okay? But whatever it is, okay, base Avodah is what is Avodah Samikdash? Avodah Samikdash, Hakovas Kovodas. You know, it's true they lit the menorah. Okay, true, they were Marech on the Shulchan, Kuli was via Mol. Sometimes they came and did something in Mizbech HaPnimi. But if you want to call the Beis HaMikdash, you want to call the Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaVoida, or what is the Beis HaVoida? That's the Mizbech HaChitzrein. And then he adds something else, which is absolutely amazing. Because he says, Ubo Tiyakrova, okay, Vahavoros Ho'esh Tomid. There's a separate mitzvah minyan mitzvahs from Avoris Eish Tomid. Oh, but it's a kiyum in Mikdosh. The Avoris Eish Tomid. Because the Mizbeach is a chilek of the Mikdosh. And he's trying to go out of his way to explain the Mizbeach is Kufa Mikdosh. And that's why he makes this whole change over here. And it's even better in Mishneh Torah, with the Elof Tiapnia doesn't even exist at all, which we don't even know what the Elof Tiapnia is, Bechal. Because Elof Tiapnia is not referring to prayer. Because the Rambam has a different word in both the Moreh Nevuchim and the Pirush Mishnayis. When he's referring, you see, the Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim says that we are different. In Mecca, they pray to Mecca, but we pray to the Mikdash, okay? And he uses a word, okay? And he does the same thing, not only in Moreh Nevuchim, but he does the same thing in Pirush Mishnayis. But here, the Elof Tiapnia, the word that he's using over here, is a completely different Arabic word, and L'chor people told me it's got nothing to do. What he has in mind over here for Elof Tiapnia, I have no clue, okay? Where it's Tidreish, to be connected to God, you know, you can say whatever you want, but there's see, you can't ask how to express an halacha, because the Ram doesn't talk about Mishnah Torah at all. But whatever it is, or the Mikdash So that's what I was trying to tell you. That's what I mentioned once before, that the Rambam and the Ramban have a complete reversal of their stance. The Rambam Mishneh Torah, and over here in Sefer Mitzvos, in Mitzvachot, the mitzvah for Mikdash is based on Avodah, okay? There's certainly no place for Olam there also, okay? In Maksei, and being constantly involved with the Baruch Hashem, I can imagine Olam, I can imagine whatever you want, okay? The Ramban flips it just the opposite, because the Ramban in Chumash is mashma that Olam is gufa the melka is the center of Mishkan, and it's constantly to be with the Shechina. And however, in Mitzvah Saseh Lamed Gimel, he sees to go the opposite, that Olam is a separate mitzvah min ha-mitzvahs, and it's just mamish is the opposite of the whole thing. Okay, Beseder. Now let's go for unless you have questions about this. This is it's an amazing thing. I think the points that I made are salient, and I think they're interesting, and it's certainly something to think about. And I think the last point with the Arabic, with the changes, is an amazing thing. But I think that's what he's trying to do. He's trying to set the stage to make Mizbeach as Ki'ilu, the center of Mikdash. And Mimela, you can't imagine a mitzvah with Osali Mikdash unless the Mizbeach will be part of it. He's setting the stage for his argument. Okay? That's what I would tell you. Now, if that's okay, then we'll move further. Okay? Question? There's a lot of things to think about over here. Now, I'd love if you've answered any of these questions that Mamish want to hear. Now, he goes on. Here, after he finishes with Mish Mikdash in Shud Yud Beis, which really is setting up the stage, you see, the truth is, the Ramban disagrees with the Rambam about Mikdash and the Kalim and Mitzvah Lamed Gimel. It's very strange, he doesn't have his Hasogas over here. He has a Mitzvah Lamed Gimel. But the Rambam uses Mikdash not because he's not interested in Mikdash in Shud Yud Beis. He's using Mikdash to set the stage for something which is an important thing for him, whether Olo Chatos, Oshom, and Shlomim are separate mitzvahs, or the mitzvah is not that, and we'll talk. I just wanted to set the stage, and we'll talk about the halachas gedolos. He is coming here to have polemics of halachas gedolos. Halachas gedolos mentions that there's a mitzvah in the Torah called Shechita. There's a mitzvah in the Torah called Zerika. All the avodos are separate mitzvahs and minyan mitzvahs. And the Rambam, in order to say that's not so, has to invent new categories called Torah Sachatos, Torah Sa'ulah, Torah Sashlomim, okay, and Torah Sa'oshom, in order that all these things should be subsumed. And he sets up a new category. He says that something which you find, which exists in all the categories, that's a separate mitzvah, minyan mitzvahs, like melach. Melach is the old kabbalas, so therefore melach is a separate mitzvah. But if it's not in all four, in all of these categories, then it's not a separate mitzvah, and it's subsumed under these categories. That's what he does, and you'll see him doing it later. I'll show it to you now. And we'll need to be important. This you see later on. He says, "Hare, seido asiyah hazu, who mitzvah saseh she'enu oylem nois kol prat uprat miprotasiyah mitzvah." Zulasi imhoyu shom tzivui makilim es kol min akabonis. V'ena miyuchad b'min mehem biladei zulasi. Have a cold simum and so of noise, it's from the asthma. But we should always eat a plat, me plot the asses and carbon, missile carbon, missile. It's not part of oil or chat or something like that. But who could go in as a loss of Yisrael, Shalaka Balmum? Balmum is a set because we refer to all carbonates. Oh, Tzivuyo Shehetomim. Oh, Tzivuyo, which we discussed a lot of this already. Oh, Tzivuyo Shalay Yehemachus's man. Who Amu Yisrael, we Amu, who Amu. ומיום השמיני ואולי ירוצה, וציווי למלך כל קורבן, והוא אמרו, אל כל קורבן חתק המלך, ואז רוסם לבד לו, של עושה של מלך, וציווי ילך על הנחרום ממנו, and אכילס קורבן, is also under this, it's a semitza, it replies to everything, how כל אחד מן הציוויים הללו, מצו לפני עצמו, לפי שאין אף אחד מהם, פרט ממעשה קורבן, מסוים, אלא הם ציוויים הכל כל קורבן, כמו שנוויה כאשר נמנה. אוקיי? It's all very nice, correct? Now, let's get you into this. Now, ולפי, I'm going to skip a little bit. ולפי שנעלם כלל זה מזולסנו ולא הרגיש בוי כל עיקר ולא שום אלוב לב. Okay, he's mamash attacking, full blast. Telochus v'derlis. He gear l'kach shemona mitzvahs b'fnei atzmon yitzikos blilois psisos melichos hagoshos tnufos ukmitzos vaktoros v'lo yoda shekol elu plotei maisa mincha v'yishon nitzavinu lahakriv mincha. ואחר כך בוא לוואי על איזה דוב אוכל השם הזה, ויתרס המנחו, וכו'. And then he says, he continues, I'm skipping a little bit, נמצא שהמצווה הציבה של אביב שיהיה מייס הקורבן הלחם, או עשוי לשנקב, לפי כל סדר הזה. וכמו הדבורם הלולו במצווה מנחו, כלום היציגה והבלילה והפסיסה, והמליחה והתנופה והגושה והתמיצה הקטורה, כך אמרו בחליצה. וחולצה נעלוי. אוקיי? ויורקו בפונו. ויונצה ואומרו. וכשאין שמיצס חליצה אחס, ואין אור מויד עם חליצה, וקיקה וקריאה, זה שאלה פה שהרו, כיוון שקולוסם, הוא מייסה החליצה ומיצה אחס, ומויד עם אור נעת, כך אין למנויס ויצקת לו השמן ושמת לו ללבוינה והמלך תמלוך והנה והגיש וקומץ והקטיר וכל זה לא יעלם אלא מי שטפס את עניונם בעיון ראשון. It's things at first glance not to think about it seriously בלי שיעזו על עניונם במחשב תקון שואימים עלי המשל מוצר. I have a whole sheet on this, it's not for now. Agav shitve omlo. Okay. This is not the Chavis Yoya, and we'll talk about this, but it's not for now. Okay? Kleimo, omu bli hisbeinus, elo inyan rishon sh'ovu machshavtei omu oisei. Okay? Va'klal azeh beire birulonu, inyan kolakavodis v'heich roilu noisem, deish lo yaru behem shum mishke, v'lo ilbu klal, כמו שנביא במיניוננו ועזר השם. Okay. But he has done, doing this, has done an amazing thing. You know, he makes up new mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah called Teres Ha'ilo, and Teres Ha'chatos, and Teres Ha'osham, and Teres Ha'shlam. That's what he's trying to do. Okay? Okay. Now, let's now see about this. I don't know if I mentioned to you, but this thing, I mean, I have a whole shiur on this. But, you know, I don't know this for now. It's not for, you know. You know, why is the Rambam so concerned over here? So, what the heck? Okay? Okay? you get the impression, okay, if you read the Akdoma to Pirush Mishnayos in Zeroyim very carefully, and you learned the Gemara in Eluvin and Nundalad, and are prepared to look at it again, and Kilu, see, what I find in general, okay, in the Rambam, that we have our spectacles, okay? The Rambam had different spectacles than we have, okay? And he sees things, and you know, he just saw it in such a different light, in such a different way, that it's amazing, okay? So the Gemara in the Dor in Eruvin, which talks about the Seder of the Mesirah, the Moshe taught Aaron, okay? And then, there's a Los Visomo, and then there was Epsedos, you know, and then the Zakenim, and whatever. I got to say that for four times he taught the Torah, okay? What were they teaching, okay? What was the syllabus? What was the syllabus?
The Parshias.
Okay, so you can say whatever you want, okay? But if you look at the Rambam, and you read it carefully, you know what the syllabus was?
Each mitzvah was separate.
Each the Tayyad mitzvahs. And they gave a ksav, ki'ilu, of various ksukim, which before the Torah was given, b'chal, that they wrote this down, there's a ksav, and there was a Torah bar peh, and all, when the Torah told a Torah nitna b'kol asus, b'dikto keo, or that the kol asel b'dikto keo, so we learn, you know, it's not words. The Rambam learns, that was the Messiah from Tayyad Mitzvahs. So if you look at the Rambam in his Hakadomah, in his Psicha, okay, he says that he cried Kilo for many years about the Bahag's Minyan, that it was so accepted. That's his Lashon, okay? That's the proper Arabic translation, okay? And you know, I always said to myself, so, maybe I was a very emotional person. But it's very strange. But he says what caused he was very distraught about it. Okay, about the Bahag's Minyan Mitzvahs. But what caused him to write the Minyan Mitzvahs was not that, because he wanted to write Mishneh Torah, and he wanted to have a sefer which is Kol Kartel Kula, and the only way he could do it is know what Tayag Mitzvahs are. So Mela, he writes the Yudal Tzolim, and he's clearly according to Tayag Mitzvahs. So Mela, he has all everything. He talks about everything. That's the way, that was his word. That's what he says, okay? But I asked him, what's he crying about? So the answer is, the Tayag Mitzvahs, or that was the Mesera. That was good for the Messiah of Moshe Rabbeinu, or that the Messiah was Tayyad Mitzvahs. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu, the whole syllabus in the Gemara in Eruvin is talking about Tayyad Mitzvahs. So the Rambam is getting, you know, because look, the way he's attacking, it's very, you know, it's like, you know, Yerushon, Agav Shitfei Amro, this, Kilo, the Rambam is attacking some.
It's visceral.
It's what?
Visceral.
Okay, say. Ich weiß. I don't know. So this is what's going on. Okay, now, once we have this, see now what he's going to try to do over here. What he's trying to do really now. Is now to set up, which Ramban's going to attack him, because he does an amazing thing. You can have a mitzvah from Hakrovas Olo, from Tomich Shachar. I'll give you an example. One second. Here it is. Lamites. Listen to this. Mitzvah Lamites, okay? Lach Tmidim, B'chol Yoim, Shneim Shneim Ayoim, Ole Tomid. Lach Kohen Godel Mincha. Lohis Korban Acher B'chol Shabbos Mem Aleph. That's Musaf. Korban B'chol Rosh Chodesh Mem Beis Musaf Rosh Chodesh Mem Gimel Musaf Chag Pesach Mem Dalet Minchas Oimer Mem. You know, he does something which is an amazing thing. You can count the chayvus hakrova of the korbanos as a separate mitzvah, each separate chayv hakrova, and at the same time the teiras ha'oila as a separate mitzvah in many other mitzvahs, even though you count the mitzvah makrova from shnei tamidim, which Rabban attacks him for. He's doing something which is amazingly strange. Okay. So now, this is what he's trying to do here. This is what he's setting up, and he says, let me just explain to you something else here. Okay. Now, let me ask you a question. L'chira, you'd have wanted to have said that these four teras, whatever they are, include all the korbanos, right? Besides mincha, there's mincha, which is going to talk about later, right? Because what he's trying to do is saying you shouldn't count shechita or with all the different things which the Bahá'í quotes as mitzvahs, but they should be subsumed under these four categories, correct? So the question is, do these four categories really exhaust all the korbanos?
No.
What?
I mean, there's Pesach, there's
Pesach, Bechor, and Ma'aser Behema, which are not talked about here. Okay? So. No, he has Torah Shlomim. There's Torah Shlomim, Torah Ha'ula, Torah Ha'chatos.
Pesach and Bechor could be. Nichlam Shlomim.
I understand that, and Pesach and Ma'aser Behema also.
Nichlam Shlomim. So I'm saying, they're not discussed, but they're Nichlam Shlomim, that's why they're not said.
It's not Pesach, how is Pesach Nichlam
Shlomim? Pesach not.
Okay, so I can tell you, you see.
Why there's seven bits of Pesach?
I can't believe it, but this. There's seven bits of Hakrova, and there's a bits of Pesach, and there's Ma'aser Behema. Okay? But I'm going to tell you something now. And I think I'm going to leave it like this because I want to really start like with a new slate, you know, and just to go over, you know, to start this really, because I'm going to get. The Ram does an amazing thing, okay? The Ram has, let me just set it up for you, and I'll explain a little bit more of that next time. The Ram sets these four categories, okay? You open up the mitzvah saseh and the samachs. Samach. Gimel. Samach Gimel. Okay, is oil, right? Samach Dalid. Is chatas, right? Samach hei, oshen, okay? Samach vav v'shlom, okay? And he does it in such an odd way. At the end, he has a kilo of footnote in Samach vav, okay? The footnote goes like this. V'avos ha-ma'asim alolu kloima, ma'ase ha'olo, v'chatas v'oshen v'shlomim, hein kol ma'ase ha-kobonus. They have to be. Which he does it here, and he does it in Yud Beis also. Okay, go to Beseder. Okay. Then he says a line over here, which if you didn't catch it, you would miss it. Um Meseches Zvochim Koleles. Gam dine abo mitzvus elu vahanispach elehem min adoim elohem. Okay. Mima shechoy velases. What's min hanispach? Vahanispach alehem. Okay.
Ancillary.
This is a reference to Pesach, Ma'aser Behema, and Bechor. Okay. Hello?
That's what it means?
I'll tell you.
Okay. Means like
No.
The procedure.
No. V'nisfach aleihem min adoim elehem. Min adoim elehem. And he does this, okay? Now, I just want to tell you now, and we're going to talk about it a little bit more. In the Hakdama to Pirush of Shnayis and Zvochim, okay, in Madua Kama, he mentions four minim. These are the four minim kobolas. But there is he interested not in mitzvahs, he's interested in categories. In Madua Bascha, he talks about Shlom Vadoim Lehem. Okay? In Madua Bascha, he added it. And in the end of the Pirush of Mishnayis, in the fifth parak of Zvachim, which probably is an expression of Madua Kama, he has two explanations of why Bechor, Maise, and Pesach are subsumed under Shlomim. Okay? Which Mitzvah Shem will go through. Okay? But what's crazy, okay, excuse me the word, the Rambam should have, you know, it's like a footnote to a footnote at the end, and this L'cheira is like, you know, it's like, it's central to the Rambam theme over here, because you have to deal with, you have to have the teras to be all the korbanos, otherwise you don't take care of the gedolos. And ki'ilu, to say that it's only four, and derech agav, anispach lehem, as a footnote to mitzvah samach vav, and that's the way he deals with it. It's mamash kulikah. Okay? A mitzvah Hashem next time, okay, what I like to do is just to take up what the Teres Achatas is, the Teres Olilah. And because of Teres Achatas, Riku Shtifa is not a separate mitzvah. And Kibbutz Dam Chatos and Shvila is not a separate mitzvah. Me and mitzvah is part of Teres Achatas. Okay? The Ram does major things over here. Okay? And we'll see about it. Okay, but so I think if you want, you might want to, we want to move the shiur up a little bit later next week.